Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel, Sukkah 53. We're going to start on the top of the page. Some of the most famous lines in all of the Talmud appear on this page. So the Mishnah had said that Chassidim Anshei Ma'aseh, that the pious men and the men of great deeds used to dance in front of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and they would say words of song and praise. So the Gemara brings a braisa that talks about what are the songs of praise that they said during those days. Tan Rabbanan, we learned Yeshman Omrim, so that there are some, what did they say? Some of them used to say, Ashrei Yalduseinu, fortunate is our youth, Shelo Baisha Siknoseinu, fortunate is our youth that we've not embarrassed our old age, meaning to say, we're so fortunate that when we were younger, we didn't do any sin which will embarrass us as we get older. And also, there are some who used to say, who were the ones who said this? Elu Chassidim Anshei Ma'aseh. The people who said this were the people who were pious, meaning to say that the word Chassid means he was always pious. He never sinned, and the men of great action. And so those who were always pious, they say, how fortunate are we that the sins of our youth do not embarrass us when we're old. V'yeshmehen omrim, and there are some who say, Ashrei Ziknusenu Shekipras Yaldusenu, meaning to say, fortunate is our old age that we've atoned for our youth, meaning to say that how fortunate it is that we merit to repent for the sins that we did when we were younger. And who says this? Eilu Ba'alei Tshuva. These are the people who are the penitents, meaning to say that There's a question that we have, as we say in the Gemara in Brachos 34b, Rabbi Yochanan says that the tzaddikim are better than Ba'alei Tshuva because they say we never sinned, and so therefore they would say that will be what the first group would say, we never sinned, we're so fortunate, whereas those who repented, they follow like the position of Rabbi Avohu in Brachos, who said that in a place, b'makom sh'Ba'alei Tshuva omnim, in a place where penitents stand, some tzaddikim gemurim enim odim, the people who are always righteous are not able to stand, and that's why they say fortunate are we that our Ziknusenu, that our old age is serving as an atonement for our youth. Both of them said together, fortunate is the one who's never sinned. And let somebody who has sinned, they were both singing this to the younger people. They say, fortunate is somebody who's never sinned, and somebody who sinned, let him repent, and his sin will be atoned. And these were the words of songs and praise that were said in the Mishnah, that they used to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help them, that they didn't remain in sin, and so therefore will be a repentance for those who return to him. So there's another braisa that talks about these things that were said during the temple in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that we learn, Tanyu Amru Alev Al Hillel HaZaken, and they used to say about Hillel the elder, Kishaya Samech Basimchas Beis HaShoeva, when he would be rejoicing during this water drawing ceremony, he would say as though it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not him. He'd say, V'amar Kain, he would say as follows, Imani Kan HaKol Kan, if I'm here, everything is here. This is not a reference to Hillel himself, but as the commentaries explain, that this is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem Yisbaruch was saying, as long as I want the temple to be here, and as long as I have my presence here, I'm an ikon, if I'm here, everything is here. Meaning to say, it's all there, that but if you're going to sin and I'm going to remove my divine presence, then who's going to come to here? Meaning to say, everything is about God. You can have the most beautiful building in the world, but if God is not here, it's nothing. But if God is there, it's everything. If I'm here, everything is here. Even though Hillel lived in the second temple, where the divine presence we had learned earlier in Tractate Yoma 21b was not the same level as the first one, nevertheless, there was still a little bit of the Ashras Hashchina, there was still a little bit of the divine presence resting there from the first temple. However, some say there was no difference really between the first temple and the second temple with respect to it, and that's why Hillel was able to say it. And also Hillel used to say, the Braisa continues with statements that Hillel would say, that, what did he say? Huayo Omer used to say, Huayo Omer came, Makom Shani Ohev Sham Ragle Molichosoti, to the place that I love, meaning to the temple, there my legs are taking me on themselves. And meaning to say, even though I don't intend to go there, my legs drag me there on my own, even though I don't intend to go there. And it also, he says, the commentaries assume that this is said in the name of God, that Hillel is saying that this is what God is saying, that if you come to the temple, that God says, if you come to my house, then I'm going to come to your house. But if you don't come to my house, meaning to say, if you don't visit me in the temple, then I'm not going to come to your house. As it says, in every place where I mention my name, then I'm going to go to you and bless you. Meaning to say, if you mention my name in the place, then it's going to be permitted in a place where it's permitted to do so, that, i.e. in the temple, then I'm going to go to your place and I'm going to bless you. And that's why we say when we visit somebody in the house in mourning, we say hamakom, that the place should be an atonement for Hashem, for the mourner. The makom is a reference to God. And also, this is a statement that Hillel said. We know that this, we learned this in Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah 6, Hillel the elder saw a skull floating in the face of the water. That this skull killed other people, so too those who killed you, or also their skulls will also be floating one day. And that was the words of Hillel the elder.